The general manager of the Vancouver Stealth, Doug Locker, joins us. Doug, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
Well, Doug, you've been wheeling and dealing a lot in the last calendar year. There was the big trade of the draft. You traded the number two overall pick, of course, got Johnny Paulus, and you know, had a lot of expectations for him. He came in, and it didn't really work out, and so the deadline came, and you made another big move, acquiring Logan Schuss, another first-round top five pick from Minnesota. I guess, give me your thoughts on what went wrong with Paulus after the acquisition.
Well, I think for whatever reason, Jason, he just wasn't ever really able to get on track. And I don't know whether it was a combination of flying in every week, whether that took its toll, whether it was just adjustment to the West Coast, whatever it was, it was something that he clearly wasn't adjusting to. And I don't think was enjoying very much. And we had some mutual conversations over the course of the early part of the year. And I think in Johnny's best interest and in the Stealth's best interest, we decided to make a move. And when Logan became available at the deadline, we decided to go for it. But Johnny's a great player and an even better person. And I think that just made it even tougher to kind of give up on that so quickly. But it was something we felt we had to do, really being in a playoff chase here going in the second half of the season.
Doug, what does Schuss bring to the table for you, and how does he fit?
Well, he brings, obviously, a guy that we know can score goals, mm-hmm. and a guy also that we know we're going to have locally. So, you know, he's been dealing with the travel issues as well, as you know, traveling back to games with Minnesota and mostly Eastern Conference teams. So it's been tough on him as well. So he brings a proven goal-scoring ability, another threat on that side of the floor, which we really needed after we picked up Corey, to really try to balance off that offense. And early in the season, we were having a lot of success offensively. We were putting up a lot of numbers. And since then, as teams adjust to each other, it's kind of dried up a little bit over the last several games. So we're just trying to inject a little bit of life there.
Looking ahead to you know, another guy you acquired in a big trade, two first-rounders for Corey Small. Talk about how he's fit into your offense and why you felt the need to make that move.
Well, he's fit in unbelievably well, and as you guys know, having seen him play here and probably talked to him a bunch, total team guy, total workhorse, guy will do anything for the team, and again, another proven goal scorer who, you know, we needed when Lewis retired, and he's been remarkable, and those two first-rounders for us at this point look like a bargain, you know, in terms of what our needs were at that particular point in time.
Pretty obvious, Doug. You touched on it with trying to get the offense going. You're not going to win a lot of games, scoring seven like you did against the Rush last time, six against Colorado. How do you kickstart? Have you revamped the way you attack aside from the personnel tweaks? Are you taking a look at the way you're playing offense?
Yeah, I think each team is a little bit different. Obviously, the Rush arguably have the best defensive personnel in our league, and you know, if you don't move your feet and move the ball, the result is going to be very, very unappealing to you when you finish that game. You're just not going to score many goals. You're going to have a lot of turnovers, and they're going to have a lot of takeaways. So the adjustment when you play a team like the Rush is you've got to have guys that are going to be willing to move the ball, willing to get to the middle, mm-hmm. Willing to put some inside pressure on Boldy, who's having a fantastic year. So with the game last weekend, frankly, we just didn't play well. I mean, the offense put up six goals, and you know, we had some costly mistakes and got into some penalty trouble, and it just unraveled from there. So I'm more worried about the Rush tomorrow night in terms of what they are capable of doing to a team, and we saw that with their result a week ago with Rochester. So you got to move the ball. You got to get inside. You got to move the goaltender, and you got to have the confidence enough to do that with the other guys you're playing with.
Doug Locker, general manager of the Vancouver Stealth, joins us. Doug, you talk about being concerned about the Rush, and obviously their defense is very good. They only gave up three goals against Rochester. Your defense has to deal with Mark Matthews, who's playing the best ball of his short career thus far. Big, strong body. What's the game plan? How do you try to contain a guy like Matthews?
Well, you just have to really try to match a big body with a big body. And you know, that's what we're going to hope to do, you know, over the next couple nights is just really try to contain him and really try to play one-on-one defense to try to keep his numbers low. I mean, we know he's going to get, you know, his two goals at least a night probably from him, and you don't want him going off for, you know, four or five goals in a night, which he's certainly capable of. So, but that having been said, there's a lot of other weapons there. I mean, you know, obviously McIntosh, Church, you know, it kind of goes around the offensive group. So I would say Mark is certainly a guy that, you know, you lay awake at night thinking about and trying to game plan for. But if you just game plan for a guy like Mark, you know, there's other weapons out there that are going to be able to hurt you. So it's really the totality of the game plan and really just trying to play good, solid, fundamental defense against all of their offensive guys and limit your turnovers. Make sure you're getting good, solid, long possessions. And not really running into the trap zones that, you know, Edmonton is so good at. You know, crossing center, you've got to be very active with the ball, because if you stop, it's going to be going the other way. So, you know, we know going into this game that, you know, we're probably the underdog, and we know we're facing a very good team, and we're hoping our guys rise up and face the challenge head on.
Which defenders do you think, Doug, on your team, you know, match that big body type that can handle Mark Matthews?
Well, I mean, you know, on that side of the floor, I mean, obviously our right-handers, guys like Chris O'Doherty and Curtis Hodgson and Tyler Burton are all big, strong guys. So, you know, those are certainly guys that I would look to see some kind of matchups with. And, you know, we've got confidence enough in them. I mean, they faced the John Grant Juniors of the world and done well. And, you know, there's no shortage of talent in our league, as you know, and certainly in the West, it's an offensive explosion on both sides of the floor. So no week is an easy week, that's for sure.
Doug, Reese Dutch has been a terrific offensive player for a long time in this league, and he remains so this season. How do you use him against a tough defense here with Edmonton? And I'm speaking in the context of this. I don't really see that second player who compliments him, who's really hot. You get to Tyler Digby and Corey Small, but Dutch is clearly the go-to guy with this club.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, we certainly look as Dutchie on that side. Clearly he's our goal scorer, and I think we have complimented a little bit, certainly with the trade this week. I mean, Logan Schuss is a guy who, on that side of the floor, I think provides a threat for, you know, any team that's game planning against us, and I think that presence of Logan now probably makes Corey more dangerous. And then inside, you know, we couldn't be happier with the second year effort that, you know, Tyler Digby's doing and you know, even more production in his second year than his first year. And he's a guy that can get inside and also can shoot the ball from outside. And Joel McCready is really just a workhorse guy. You know, he's a grinder. He's going to get inside. He's going to battle for loose balls and hopefully get us those second possessions. And, you know, as we've seen this year, he's a guy that can score two or three goals a game in the right situation. So I think we do have complimentary guys on that side, and I think they would argue that they're very complimentary of each other.
Okay.
And, you know, I think we did have to make that addition this week, though, and get that other guy.
Yeah.
Because you've got – Corey was developing with Johnny not scoring many goals. Cliff Smith is really a grinder type guy, similar to Joel on the left side. So it was really all falling on Corey over the last several weeks, and that's obviously very easy to game plan against. Now with the addition of Logan, teams have to respect that shot, and I think that's going to open up Corey. I also think it's going to open up more opportunities for Dutchie on his side of the floor too.
Lastly, Doug, in the Langley Event Center, fantastic facility, and I know you guys have had it jammed a few nights, and when it is, it's a really loud barn, can be intimidating. How has it been, you know, because there's such a history of lacrosse in British Columbia, has it been a challenge getting fans out on a regular basis, and if so, how come?
Well, I think, you know, last year obviously was, you know, for us, our inaugural year in Langley and in the province was really a forgettable year on the floor. you know, Vancouverites have a tendency to embrace winning teams and have a tendency not to embrace teams that are not doing so well. And unfortunately, last year was not a great year for us in terms of team performance. So I would tell you that in our market, I think that definitely hurt us. This year, I think with the different types of guys we brought into the lineup, the games that have been, you know, win or lose, more exciting. We certainly won more games at home this year than we did last year, and fans have walked away, I think, really enjoying the product. So I think it's a longer term approach that we're taking there. I mean, we know first and foremost we've got to deliver a winner to Vancouver to truly be embraced. And then we have to continue to do the things that all of our member clubs in the NLL do so well, is really commit to growing the game and working with the minor associations and working with the younger kids that are going to want to come out and see these guys play. And Vancouver does have a rich history of lacrosse, but it's also a very knowledgeable lacrosse crowd. And we've got to show them that we're committed to winning and getting back to the championship format that we've been in the last several years.
Doug, great to have you on the show. Best of luck Friday in Edmonton and at home on Saturday.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it.